Blog Talk Radio.
As we know,
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, 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 brothers and sisters, shalom. Amen.
Shalom. Hey, shalom.
Shalom, family. Shalom, Israel.
Brother Nakomi.
Oh, shalom, sister.
All right, I'm in. Hey, y'all, grace and peace. Now, grace and peace.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. Yes, that's right, Sister Mary. Happy Sabbath. Forgive the noise in the background again. Happy Sabbath. Grandbabies are here, so please forgive me for the little noise. But amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sound of the Living Water, Saturday Sabbath morning Bible study lesson. Amen. And I'm your Sister Rhea Serene Israel. Amen. And this morning we have another incredible word from the Lord. Amen. And everyone, He's blessed us to see another Sabbath, amen. So if He says a rock cry out to Him, aren't we more better than a rock, amen? Amen.
Amen.
Let's say hallelujah. Let's thank Him, amen. Let's give Him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As the book says, you better praise Him while you can.
You ain't never lied on that. I know, right? He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. All right. Amen. So this morning we have another incredible word from the Lord. Amen. And like I said, we have, let's see, today, who's teaching? Who's teaching? Amen. Brother Isaiah Brown from the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class, straight out of Peoria, Illinois. Amen. And today, reading for him is no other than our other incredible brother, Nakamiah, a.k.a. Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. I'm trying to remember all the names, Little Israel. Amen. From the Nation of Peace, bringing us what? That kingdom state of mind. Amen, out of the state of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the brothers, our incredible brothers. And Brother Isaiah, you stated that, and forgive me, I'm out of breath, I just got Malachi out the tub. And today the lesson is going to be the bountiful eye. As it states in Proverbs 22:9, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Amen. I don't even know if that's
amen.
Where you were going, Brother. That's what I found. Amen.
You did an awesome job.
Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to you and Brother Nakomi, okay? And I'm going to mute my line and I'm going to run the board. Just let me know if you need anything.
Amen.
All right, family, grace and peace. It's Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching the lesson tonight, and it's such an honor. This is the first time Nakomi read for me. It's a beautiful thing. It's all praises. Hey, how's it going, Nakomi?
Oh, going great. Going great, bro.
Amen. All praises. Thank you. Thank you for reading for me, bro. All praise to the Father in Jesus' name. All right, y'all. Grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching lessons tonight through reader is brother Nakomi. And, you know, we're dealing with a beautiful lesson, you know, a very awesome and beautiful lesson. And the name of the precept is called A Battle for I, you know, a battle for I towards the poor, a generous I towards the poor. You know, and when you look at this Bible and look at a lot of things that's written in the page of the book, it's always telling us to go give to the poor. You know, to loose the bonds, you know what I'm saying, and break the yoke, you know what I'm saying, and to deliver them. You know, it's all over the book. And, you know, when we look at stuff like this, it's like we really don't have time to be bickering and fighting at one another. You know, instead of using all that strength and energy at bickering and fighting with one another, with what people are persuaded in their heart, why not just stop that and go love the poor and do good to them? Because I was reading this lesson this morning before we came on this morning, and you know, the Lord said here, if you give to the poor, they're not able to repay you back, but I pay you back at the kingdom. Wow. That's a beautiful thing. So we go check all this stuff out. And, you know, we got somewhat of a lot of scriptures. So I'm about to go ahead and start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and then Brother Nakomi can read whatever the Father put on his heart. Amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, so you want to bring a reading?
Yes, sir.
The transgression of the wicked saith in my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, in thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest men and beasts. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. I have read Psalms chapter 36, 1 through 12. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Awesome reading, bro. Awesome reading in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Whoop. Y'all know already, when y'all dealing with the precept, it's time to take these scriptures to shreds. It's because, man, you know, the Father is amazing. He is awesome, you know. And he always gives us tools on how to get back into his kingdom. And one of the tools we're checking out tonight is how we deal with one another and also how we take care of the poor. You know, because when you're reading the book, I was searching these scriptures out, and I found so much amazing things. And to be honest, these amazing things just wasn't something you just do in your own time. Taking care of the poor, you know, of course, keeping the law, statutes, commandments, doing the best you can to serve God. But in all, taking care of the poor can get you some really good points in trying to get into that kingdom of God. So we go check, we go check all that stuff out. So let's. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Acts chapter 20. The book of Acts chapter 20. We're in the book of Acts chapter 20. We just go read one. We go read one verse. We go read Acts 20 verse 35. The book of Acts chapter 20 verse 35. And you get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
Acts 20 and 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
It's always an awesome and a mega blessing when you take care of the things that the Lord told you to do. Because when you read in verse 35, it said that he showed you all things. You know, the Lord showed us all things. He showed us what's acceptable in his eyes. How that's so laboring, you ought to support the weak. You know, we are supposed to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So if the Lord bless you to have, man, give it. Because the Lord puts you in a situation to be able to give to other people. That's always a blessing. But the book is telling us it is more blessed to give than to receive. So right now, let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. We're in the book of Proverbs chapter 19. And we're going to read one verse. Verse 17. The book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. When you get it, bro, call him, read.
Proverbs 19 and 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again.
All praise to the Father in Jesus' name. It said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. You can take this verse right here and go right into the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And it'll break both of those things down in hand and glove when the Lord said that you blessed my Father forever in the kingdom and called him sheep. The exact same thing we read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20. I mean, the book of Proverbs 19 and 17. It said, he that had pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. So whatever you do to help, when you lend unto the poor and you help the poor, the Lord see it, and the Lord will make sure he bless your hands for doing what he asked you to do when it came to the poor. So it's always a blessing. You know, he that have pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. He'll pay it back to you again. Let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 42. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 42. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Matthew 5, 42. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away.
Right, so if you have to give, you know, if you have it to give, give it. You know what I'm saying? And don't be on that bogus stuff, you know, I got it, but I'm going to turn my back away from it. You know, even though I know that this person needs this, man, Lord, see if you got to give, man, it's always a blessing to give. Don't turn your back away from stuff like a situation like that. But read verse 43.
Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which deceitfully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children.
Oh, so it said, but I say unto you, love your enemies. You know, what if your enemies, well, somebody that you know that hates you, what if they hit rock bottom? You know what I'm saying? What if they hit rock bottom and they looking for, you know, they need some help with something? You know what I'm saying? Well, they on the streets, they poor. They ain't got nothing in their pockets. Are you supposed to turn, the book already told us that give to him that asketh of thee. In verse 42 it says, to give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee turn not thou away. It ain't got nothing to do with if it's your friend or your neighbor or your enemy. It doesn't say nothing like that. If you have to give, give it. And the book is also telling you that in verse 44 it says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them which hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So the whole thing is that the Lord is actually showing us temperance. And if you have to give, give it. You know what I'm saying? It's always a better ideal way of loving one another than to do the other, to do, excuse me. It's always a blessing and a good thing to give. And regardless of how people feel about you, always maintain as being a servant of God. So let's go on to the book of Luke chapter 14. We're in the book of Luke chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 12 through 14. And I'll cut you off when necessary, bro.
Okay, Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 14, verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind.
Stop, hold on 1 second. That's awesome thing, and we need to really sit back and think. Have we ever done anything like that? You know, so the Lord is telling us, you know, instead of bringing your friends and family to a feast dinner, no, make a big feast dinner and go out there. We know where the poor people were. We know all they had, their little kicking spots and stuff like that. Bring them into your house and get them something to eat. Make a feast dinner. Them come in and support them. Feed them. You know, just get them and get that burden off their back. Those are the things that I honestly believe that is an awesome thing in the eyes of the Lord. I haven't done that yet, but I need to one of these days. But instead of calling all your friends and family to a dinner, man, go call the poor instead. In verse 13 it says, but when thou makest, verse 14, bro.
14. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just.
Ooh, wee. That is an awesome verse. 14. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot repay thee, for thou shalt be repaid at the resurrection of the just. So the Lord is telling you, they're not able to repay you. But guess what? I'm going to repay you at the resurrection for doing this, for giving to the poor, loving the poor, you know, breaking the yoke of bondage. You know what I'm saying? Just being that brother. You know what I'm saying? That is a beautiful thing. Because think about it. You know, that's why I don't ever look for the poor for repay. Because most likely they don't have it to give. But the Father in heaven see it. He see what you're doing. I'm gonna repay you at the resurrection. Because you just did something. You just took care of my business. And when you do the debt, they can't repay you, but I'm going to repay you at the resurrection. I thought that was a beautiful thing. All praises to the Father in Jesus' name. Now let's go into the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 7. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 7. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 7. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Deuteronomy 15 and 7. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother.
Amen.
But thou shalt, verse 8. But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Go to 10.
Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year release at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee.
Right, so this is what the book is telling us, man. You know, hey, if there be any of you, if it be among you a poor man, or one of thy brethren, with any of thy gates that the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thine hand from thy door, from that poor brother. You know, so the Lord is telling us, man, you know, if you see your brother in need, you know what I'm saying, you see it hurt, man, don't close that door up on your brother, but you bring him into your house and you love him. And don't you dare even have the audacity to put in your heart waiting for the seventh year, because, you know, after, you know, you get 6 years, you can, excuse me, you know, 6 years, you know, but basically like a handmaid or a servant or something like that, you know, and it's 6 years, and the Lord said on the seventh year, you know, you can release them. So the book is telling us, man, don't be having you in your heart waiting for the seventh year, because on the seventh year, then you don't have to, you don't have to have them in your house no more. You know what I'm saying? You can release them from their duties. The Lord is telling you, man, not to be like that. And if that brother cried to the Lord, man, and then guess what? All that is going to be sin unto you. Because, you know, good and dang well, you're not supposed to do that to your brother. Definitely if you need your help. And also, if you know you got it to give. So if you have it, give it. All praise to the Father forever for that. If I have it, I'm giving it. And I'm not going to look for it back again. So we need to understand that. Let's go into the book. Okay, read verse 10, and we can go ahead and get out of here.
Verse 10. Thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieve when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto.
Amen. So the Lord is saying, man, when you take care of your brother, I'm going to bless you. So don't put nothing in your heart against your brother because he need a helping hand. Don't do that. If you have to give, give it. Don't think evil against your brother, and then guess what? I got you. I'm going to bless your hands. Blessed. If I have to give, man, I give it. And I'm not going to look at my brothers and nobody like that as a burden, because I need to have that bountiful eye. We all need that bountiful eye. Because the Lord said he going to bless you. And remember, the poor cannot repay you. The Lord said, I'm going to repay you at the resurrection. So what if it ain't looking too good for you? And the Lord remember all that you did for the poor. Wow. Let's move along. Let's go into the book of Luke chapter 3. The book of Luke chapter 3, verse 11. The book of Luke chapter 3, verse 11. That one verse, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Luke 3:11. He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise.
It's always the exact same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I honestly believe, you know, like if you've got a car or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I honestly believe that, you know, a servant of God, if we haven't done it before, I think we should start doing it. You know what I'm saying? And what I think what we need to start doing is to always have extra things in the trunk or extra things in the back seat. You know, a pair of shoes you don't really wear no more. You know, a couple of coats or some blankets. You know what I'm saying? Or like a pillow, some canned goods. I honestly believe as being a servant of God, those are awesome and excellent tools to always have with you because you never know who you run into. You know, so if you see somebody in the poor, you can easily pull over, grab him, go in the trunk. Hey, give him a coat. Give him some shoes. I got some canned goods. Got some rice. You know, I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. Anything. So what I believe is that the Lord is also trying to show us to always be prepared because we never know what can come close to our way. So I honestly believe just always being prepared can be a good thing as well. Because when you read verse 11, it says, he answered and said unto them, he that have two coats, let him impart to him that have none, and he that have meat, let him do likewise. So it's always good to give. It's always a good thing to give. Got two coats? Hey, what you need with two for? Hey, give him one. You got some meat? Hey, do the exact same thing. Give him something to eat. Because, like I said, like I always say, knowledge is an awesome thing. But I honestly believe that love is the biggest tool a servant of God can ever have. It's because this stuff might seem little to other people's eyes, but in the eyesight of the Lord, it is very big. So that's just a little food for thought, you know, just to gear up and always keep yourself ready because you don't know who can come towards your way. And it's always good to be prepared. So you might be like, man, I wish I had it. You know, but it's at home. But you can always have it with you. So right now, let's go into the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15:11. It's because we need to understand something about this as well. The reason why we're going to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 11 is because we need to understand something. Every servant of God needs to understand something, and it's not gonna go away until the Lord come back. And let's find out what's not going to happen. Well, let's see what's going to always be here. I'm sorry. What's going to always be here? Let's go in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Deuteronomy 15 and 11. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore,
oh.
I command.
Oh. So it said, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. That means they go always be here. I don't care what city or what country or whatever you go to, what state, continent, whatever. You're going to always have poor people. So that's why we shouldn't ever get in our hearts, well, we just do this for a little bit. They should be straight. No, they go always be here. So Lord is telling you, man, if I bless you that have it, man, always be ready to give because you don't know who will come. You don't know who can come your way. But the book said, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. Go ahead and read.
Therefore, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land.
All praise to the Father forever. Read verse 12.
Verse 12. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee.
Oh, so that's why the Lord said don't be in your heart waiting for the seventh year. Because that means you can set him free. You ain't got to worry about him no more. But the book said, if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go. Then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. All praise. I'm trying to go back right now. I think that was in Deuteronomy 15 when it said not to don't be in your heart waiting for the seventh year to appear so you don't have to worry about him no more. I'll check that out pretty soon. I'll check that out later. But that's what the Lord is telling us, man. The Lord is always telling us, man, hey, we just understood. We just found out that the poor ain't never going nowhere. They gonna always be here. Now let's go into the book of Proverbs, chapter 28. Book of Proverbs, chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 27. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 27. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse.
Oh, you mean tell me you can get cursed for turning your eye to the poor when you know you have it to give? But the Lord said in the first part of this verse in 27, it says, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. You ain't gonna lack in nothing. You're not going to lack because the Lord will always keep you and guide you because you took care of the poor. But the man that turned his eye from the poor, the book said that his eyes shall have many a curse. Read verse 28, bro.
28. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase.
Always like that, because remember, if it's a curse, then, I mean, the wicked is cursed, right? But when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. It's always like that. You know, the wicked always enjoy itself a little bit, but their place be no longer found. But the righteous is going to increase. But if you don't want to be a curse, then if you have it to give, give it. Because Lord will hold that against you if you have it to give to the poor and you don't. Now let's go into the book of James, chapter 1. Book of James, chapter 1. In verse 27, just that one verse, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27.
James 1, 27. Pure religion in undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
So we understand that we supposed to do good with the poor and stuff like that. But another thing that's just and justified in the Lord's eyes is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So these are also a lot of awesome things as well. Other than taking care of the poor, and good things we should keep with us as well. So let's go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Will you get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
All right. So being a servant of God and doing this thing right, we have to understand that charity suffereth long. So when people were hurting or need anything from us, man, we got to suffer along with them. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be kind to these people. You just can't give to people and try to be a helping hand to people and have a little attitude. Because we need to understand that another part of being charity is to be kind. And it also envieth not, and it also it also is not a bragger, and is not puffed up. Verse 5.
Doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil,
mm-hmm.
rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Uh-huh.
Bear all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. Charity
and I
never fail.
And I honestly believe if we need to have a bountiful eye, I honestly believe that these are a lot of the characteristics we need to keep with us while doing this thing. It's because, you know, you might, you know, what if you get off the bus every day or you go into a restaurant and that one person is always there waiting for you? You know what I'm saying? We walk in, you know, Monday through Friday you go there, but he's always there. You know, and I think you just need to gird yourself up and always keep charity in your heart. Because one day you want to get frustrated and then just go to another store, man. They always begging. No, because then, you know, you might get in trouble for that. So I honestly believe that we really need to have these characteristics on charity when taking care of the father business, and definitely having a bountiful eye towards the poor. Verse 8.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and
hey man,
we
that's
prophesy
enough,
in part.
That's good enough, bro. Thank you. So I said, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So, you know, so that's why I understand that love, like love and charity, meekness, long suffering, and most of all, having a bountiful eye towards the poor is an amazing thing. It's because those things will not cease and fail. But if you spend all your time in serving God, worrying about the knowledge and the mysteries and all this massive understanding, you don't want to worry about all that stuff and forget to do these things that the Lord said to have a bountiful eye with the poor. Because remember, all this knowledge and stuff is going to vanish away, but love is going to still be here. You know what I'm saying? So the book already said in the book of Luke chapter 3 that in the book of Deuteronomy, it said that the poor will never cease out of the land. So I honestly believe, being a servant of God, we need to focus more on them and loving them than all this religious wars that every servant, well, a lot of people that call themselves servant of God do. That's all I'm saying. That's what I think. I just think love is a better way of doing things and having a bountiful eye towards the poor. So let's go into the book of let's go into 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, just that one verse. You get it, go ahead and read.
1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all your things be done with charity.
Amen. So everything you do, man, remember, we got to have charity when taking care of this business. All right, let's go into the book of John 13 and 34. We're in the book of John, chapter 13, 34 and 35.
John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Hey, man, so we need to have that love, because when you love people, when you love the poor and have a bountiful eye towards the poor, then of course you're going to always stand out. you're going to always stand out because they don't even have to know you. But by doing those things, they didn't know that you are serving God. What verse was that, bro?
That was 35.
Amen. But this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye love one another. I mean, have love one to another. That's how you know. That's how people know that you are one of God's disciples, when you love one another. Amen. So let's go into the book of 1 John chapter 4. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4. 1 John, chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 7. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 7. Just that one verse. When you get it, go ahead and read.
1 John 4 and 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Right. So when you love, then you know that you are born of God. Not out here trying to, you know, not what the world considers love is, but what the Lord considers what love is. And definitely having a battle for I. Now let's go into the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Just that one verse. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 Peter 4 and 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
So you mean to tell me that love shall cover the multitude of sins? And fervent charity, well, that's like that animated love, you know, that real love. When you're actually really happy to see somebody and taking care of people and loving them. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. So love cover multitude of sins. All praise to the Father forever. All right, let's go ahead and move along. Let's go into the book of, let's go right back into 1 John chapter 4, but this time we're going to read verses 18. And verse 18, just that one verse. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 John 4, 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
So we need to understand that. There is no fear in love, so don't be feeling a certain way towards poor people, those in need, thinking like, oh, man, they might do something to me if I help them. No, man, don't fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. Now, let's go into the book of 1 John again. First Corinthians chapter 13, and just that one verse, 13. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. First 1 Corinthians 13:13. Will you get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
On your own time, do a full-blown-out research on faith. Do a full-blown research out on hope. It'll blow your mind. I did it. Because as I read faith, I was like, man, ain't there no way. Did it. Well, what is greater than this? And then you read it, and then you go do your search on hope. Your heart, my heart, I'm like, what's greater than hope? Tell me that these two amazing things to have, faith and hope, charity is greater than that. It'll blow your mind when you do a full-blown out research on faith and hope, and faith, hope, and charity. And when you understand that love is greater than those two, then you know that it is absolute that we need to have love towards one another and definitely having a bountiful eye. So let's go into the book of Isaiah chapter 58. The book of Isaiah chapter 58, and we're going to read verses 7. And we're in the book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7. Isaiah 58, verse 7. You get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
Isaiah 58 and 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh.
Uh-huh.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall bring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Then So you mean to tell me that when you give your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house, and when you see the naked, and that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh, you mean to tell me that your light can break forth from that, and that it'll also cover your health? And the book also said that, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. So you mean to tell me that love is this powerful? Love is so powerful in the eyesight of God that it can recover your health? I'm not going to say that because you haven't read that yet. Read verse 9, bro, before I finish it. Read verse 9.
Verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger in speaking vanity.
Oh, my gosh. So you mean to tell me that it'll recover by you taking care of the poor and helping those in need? You mean to tell me that it'll recover your health? And the book also said in the bottom of verse 8, it said that it shall be thy reward. So, you know, that's like you in the front of something and the light is behind you shining forth. So, I mean, he's going to be with you at all times. And also, when you call on the Lord, you may tell him the Lord is going to answer. Thou shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. So you mean to tell me that the Lord will come to you speedily and recover your health and do all these awesome things with you just by taking care of poor people? And those that are in need, those that can't do it for themselves, those that cannot repay you? You mean to tell me that the Lord will do all this stuff for you just for helping them? We got to be paying attention to this thing. It's because if you ever look in the book, in the Bible, look in this Bible, and when you find out when you love one another and take care of one another, always look at the Lord's action and his behavior. It's like he has a great actions, behavior in other situations and in other things in the Bible. Don't get me wrong on that. But it's like it's always up and up. It's like it's always extra. And he comes even faster when you love one another and taking care of one another. Seems like that all the time. But the book is telling us in the bottom of verse 9 is that it says, if thou take away from the midst of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. Because when you look at those that's in the truth, that's I'm only vouching for those that's in the truth. When you look at those in the truth, a lot of people, it's always pointing a finger at other people and what other people are doing. Well, they believe in this. Well, they doing that. You know, it's ridiculous. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about Esau. You know, I talked to some brothers earlier I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, you know, about Esau. It's like, okay, what? It's like, y'all don't have nothing else to talk about but what's going to happen to Esau. Instead of talking about Esau all the time, why don't you go out there and go help somebody and love somebody and be a helping hand? Why don't you do stuff like that instead of wasting all your time on pointing a finger? Because one thing to Esau's Arabs, the other thing Esau's a Gentile, whatever. But when you look at the book, it's always telling you quit pointing a finger at one another and go out there and love one another. Go out there and take care of the poor. Go have a bountiful eye. Do meekness. Do charity. Have long suffering. Have patience. Have compassion on one another. The Lord is always constantly keep telling us to turn to those things and quit putting forth the finger at one another and speak in vanity, because all that crap they speak is probably nothing. It's not going to do anything to the Lord's plan. The book already said, too, in the Bible that, you know, if you do good to one another, what you do to him? And the book also said this, if you do wicked to somebody and your sin be multiplied, what you do unto his plan? Nothing. So all the stuff we do is vanity. We need to quit pointing a finger at one another, and let's go out there and love one another and take care of the poor, as Christ said. Verse 10, bro.
Verse 10. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday.
Now look at this again, the same thing. We just read the exact same thing. It says, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. So instead of being as dark like the rest of the world, you know what I'm saying? When you start taking care of the Father's business and you start loving the poor and those that are afflicted, now, you know, you got some light up in there now. It's like the noonday. You're getting a little light up in there now. But the book said, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. Verse 11.
Verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not.
You mean to tell me the Lord will do all this? You mean to tell me the Lord will do all this to his servant just by being merciful unto the poor, loving one another, having a bountiful eye, evil against your brother, but having an open hand with your brother? Being there for your brother's adversity, you mean to tell me when you do all these things that the Lord will do this for you? He gonna make thy bones fat. He should guide you continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. So it seems like the Lord is telling you, if by you loving one another and having a bountiful eye, you will always have a continuous blessing with the Lord, and you won't want for nothing. But the Lord will always make sure that you are straight and you got everything you need when you have a bountiful eye. So let's go into the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
Matthew
Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 31 through, matter of fact, we're going to read the whole thing. This is all good stuff. So we're going to read, we're going to read Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 31 through, excuse me, we're going to read 31 through 46. Go ahead and read, bro, and I just cut you off when necessary.
Matthew 25 and 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen,
for
amen. Now check this out right here. So now we know that this is talking about the white throne judgment. And at the white throne judgment, the Lord considered his righteous, I mean his servants, he considered them sheep and righteous. And the wicked, he considered goats, right? But now the Lord is separating this thing up as how a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. So they all divided now. Now the Lord says something to the righteous they consider sheep. Pay close attention in verse 35. Let's find out why they were separated from the goats. Let's find out why they was considered sheep. Let's find out why they were considered righteous. Why? Verse 35.
For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me.
Keep going.
Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we see thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Oh, so that's why they were considered sheep. That's why they was considered righteous. And then that's why they was divided on the righteous side other than the wicked with the goats. They were considered sheep. They was considered righteous. It's because when folks was in hunger, they gave them meat. When they was thirsty, they gave them something to drink. And when there was a stranger, hey, they took them in. And also when they was naked, they also clothed them. And when they was sick, they came and visited them. And in prison, they came in unto them. So, it's obvious that this is not no small thing. Loving one another is a tool to even get you into the kingdom of God. Because think about it. Of course we know we need to keep the law, statutes, and judgments of God. But none of that was mentioned. But the biggest thing that was mentioned was loving one another. Having a bountiful eye. Considering one another. Not thinking evil against one another. Just not in your heart, just, I wish this person get away from me. He always asks for something. Not thinking like that, but cheerfully giving. Kingdom of God. And it was also considered sheep. The Lord considered these people sheep because they love one another. So it's nothing wrong with teaching your wit. It's nothing wrong with having your wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and learning all these awesome things in the Bible. It's always a beautiful thing. But just understand, when you're doing this walk, love is the greatest part of this walk. And definitely having a bountiful eye with the poor. Because the Lord already, I said it before, I said it again. They can't repay you for what you've done to them. They can't pay you back for the stuff you did to them. That's why the Father at the white throne judgment, go repay you to your face with righteousness, because they wasn't able to repay you because you had a bountiful eye towards them. Verse 41.
Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visit me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, as in much as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal.
So, righteousness, just, pleasing God, is having a bountiful eye. Don't matter about if you all that wisdom, knowledge, understanding you have, that's all go vantage way anyway. But if you had all that wisdom, knowledge, understanding, but you lack big time in having a bountiful eye, or thinking no evil against your brother because he asks for a helping hand, let's be mindful of that. And let's go in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 19. Luke 16 and 19, the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 19, when you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receives thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Mm-hmm.
And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he
Amen.
Said, I pray thee.
Amen. Amen. So this is a reminder of those that have money and think they're too good to help the poor. What they have coming, if they repent and change their ways, compared to the person that's, remember, this is crazy. It says, so in the kingdom, it's a gulf fix. So it's obvious that we can see them and they can see us. I would hate to be in a lake of fire seeing everybody living a wonderful life, but I'm tormented in the flames. I can't go to them. They can't go to us. You mean to tell me the Lord will throw you in the fire and burn you forever for being like this king was to Lazarus? I mean, the poor man? Well, Lazarus, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lazarus. That was crazy to me. So we all need to be aware of this, is that if you have to give, give it. And learn from this mistake that the king did. Well, I won't even call that a mistake. Learn from what the king did to the poor, and don't do as what he did when it came to Lazarus. All right, so let's go into the book of Matthew's chapter. Hold on, do I got that in here twice? I sure did. Let's go into the last spot. Let's go into the book of Psalms, chapter 82. Last spot. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8. And I cut you off when necessary, bro. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Psalms, chapter 82, verse 1. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked, Selah?
Yeah, you know, the book always tells us that. It said that God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. So that's what the Lord called us. He called us gods, but we all die like men. And we need to quit accepting the person of the wicked. And the person of the wicked is the devil or his wicked devices in this world. Right? So we read that in verses 1 and 2. And then going into verse 3, it's going to tell you what is acceptable in God's eyes and what I believe can get us back into the Godhead of the family. Verse 3.
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
We've been reading that all day. We've been reading that all day. Defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Verse 4.
4. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
Uh-huh.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High.
So how do you think we're going to become the children of the Most High? How can we make sure we stay in being the children of the Most High? Verse 3, when you defend the poor and the fatherless, when you do justice to the afflicted and the needy, when you deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hands of the wicked. And then that's how I believe in my heart on how we can stay as being children of the Most High when you got this bountiful eye towards the poor and needy. And we don't need to read the rest of that. I got what I wanted out of here. So, hey, y'all, that's the name of the lesson, A Battle for Eye Towards the Poor. And I hope y'all got some out of this lesson. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
Great lesson.
Amen.
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 That was a good lesson.
Yes,
it was.
Amen.
All praise.
Amen. Amen. Can everyone hear us?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. We can.
Yes. Amen, Brother Isaiah. Amen. Great. I just want to say, hold on, Malcolm, I just want to say amen really quick, and I'm going to mute my line for a second. When the scriptures tell us that doing something will result in a blessing, I think that we should all stop what we're doing. We need to really pay attention to what's being said. And this lesson today, the bountiful eye, when it tells you that you will be blessed, Mm-hmm. You really need to pay attention. So, and all of us, I'm pretty sure all of us want to live blessed lives. I know we do. So we should want to do the things that God blesses. We want to do the things that God blesses. Amen. And this lesson today, Brother Isaiah, and thank you, Brother Nicole. You did an awesome job reading for him. Amen. This lesson today, the verse that you gave about the bountiful eye is something that we clearly want to do. We clearly need, okay, Malachi, forgive me because the babies keeps touching everything. It's something that we clearly want to do. So it just, to me, the bountiful eye refers to something simple, just saying our whole lives should be marked by generosity. Every time the bountiful eye, I looked up bountiful, the word generosity, generous. Our whole lives need to be marked by generosity. And whenever we are able to bless someone, bless them. Bless them. Sometimes bless people without them even knowing. I was in the court building last week, and I said, baby, if I have money to pay everybody's bill in here, they wouldn't know it. I would just go and tell the judge I'm paying everybody's bill in here. Don't tell them who paid it. I will pay it. If I had it, I would. That, you know, that love, that generosity, that humility, what you said, Brother Isaiah, that we need to look up those words. What was it? Faith and I marked it down. It was faith and
faith, hope, and charity.
Right. Yes, those are the key words. Those, if you have faith, hope, and charity, and love, and generosity, and that bountiful eye, we'll make it into the kingdom. Amen. Amen. So I'm gonna hold right there, and I'm gonna let everybody else speak. But generosity. This lesson just taught me generosity is the key. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Mr. Brother Keith. How y'all doing today on this blessed occasion?
Hey, grace and peace, bro.
Hey, Brother Isaiah, you know, it's good hearing you once again, you know, Brother Keith. You know, that was a great lesson, a best lesson that the Lord put on your heart. May you continue to achieve greatness through the eyes of the Lord. May we all be together on one solemn assembly, on one accord with the Father and the Son, and be in his kingdom, and be deemed fit and righteous. I just wanted to say, like, you know, yeah, that was an excellent lesson. And, you know, that Isaiah 58 and 9, when it said, then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer, thou shalt cry. I was crying at the same time when you were saying that. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I was crying. I was like, "That's exactly what I want for the Lord. That He hear our cry. That He know that we understand what affliction is. That we're gonna go through trials and tribulations. For He who shall endure to the end shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen.
And you know what? And the things that He say, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Judge not, lest ye judge thyself, do unto others as you would have done unto you. And then what I had learned to myself is that love does conquer all. And I thank the Lord for putting that on your heart today. And with that, I'm old.
Our praises, bro. Great script. The Father's forever good.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. Great lesson. And like I'm saying, God has lots of principles, and this is one of the great principles is that people don't understand that what we are, what the people of God really is. We're supposed to be the same thing God is and the same thing Christ is. God and Christ were blessings. They were blessings. Jesus healed people. He fed people. He taught people. God and Christ from the creation blessed us. They made this whole earth and everything in it. Before they even placed us in it, they made everything we need. So they're blessers. And in part of your walk, in part of your ministry, is you supposed to be the same thing. You are here to bless. You are here to be a blesser too. That's why he says better to give than to receive. Which end do you want to be? Do you always want to be the person that people got to give something to, or do you want to be the person that's giving? If you're the person that's giving, I have my bishop said you are the more blessed. Do you want to be the blessed or the more blessed? I want to be the more blessed.
Amen.
I want to have the ability to give, not the ability to always have my hand out. So which one do you want to be? I want to be like God. I want to be like Christ. I want to be the more blessed. I want to give instead of always wanting something for myself. So great lesson, great principle, this principle. Like I'm saying, he said, and that's why he said, not even a giver. You're supposed to be a cheerful giver. So people, these are great basic principles, great principle, brother. I love the precept. Very great. Reminds us, amen, we're supposed to be a blessing out here to the people.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Any other questions?
I just want to say shabbat shalom to everyone and great listening.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. All right, I got a little bit more to say there, you know. It's just that, you know, the Lord has really showed me something in the last verse we went into in the book of Psalms chapter 82. You know, after he told us that we were, you know, he judged us among the gods. You know, and then in the second verse, it turned around and said that, you know, how long are you going to accept the person of the wicked? And, you know, that person of the wicked is saying the devil and his devices and the things he got in this world. You know, because remember, a friend of the world is an enemy against God. You know, so the thing, because remember, the world hates the poor. And they even, in certain countries, I think, when I read that document, is that they actually have, they got, like, a machine on benches that you have to put certain, it's like when you're going downtown and you got to put the money in the time thing. They starting to get those for benches, so poor people at night can't sleep on them. And I thought that was one of the wickedest things you could ever imagine to do, because they gotta set up like I won't call them spikes, but it's something heavy on there that you can't sit on until you put money down into it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, you know. And when you read verse 2 in Psalms 82, verse 2, it says, "How long would you accept the person of the wicked?" Say lie. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff is wicked. People do wicked things to poor people. And the Lord said that he judged among the gods, and that's what he's telling us. Then how can we get that power on becoming God again? Read verse 3. When you defend the poor, do good to them. Break the yoke of bondage. Love them. Let them come into your house. Give them something to eat. And like I said before, I'm going to say it again. I honestly believe that, you know, if you have a car or anything like that, honestly believe that we should store extra things into our car just for in case.
That's right.
Canned goods, like some canned goods, a couple of extra pair of shoes, you know, you don't wear, a couple of coats, a couple of blankets, some pillows, you know.
Some 20.
So, amen. You know, so you can always be prepared when the Lord can use you. Exit ahead. You know, just in case if you ain't got a little money in your pocket, you know what I'm saying? You can at least give something. Because whatever you can give them, you know, I know they'll love it. They'd be more than happy to take it. And remember, they can't repay you back, but the Lord said that I'm going to pay you back at the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord already said, man, his servants ain't going to lack for nothing. So we can always be straight. And I just think that's a pretty cool thing to do, just to be a step ahead with taking care of the poor, to have a little something extra laying around in the car, just in case if you see them around. And I get a mic.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah. That was a great lesson. I really enjoyed 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, with charity is kind. But it also gives an attitude.
If you're
you know, you're not puffed up. Behave yourself unseemly. Seek not its own. And, you know, I'm in human services. And you have to have a heart for that because, you know, that field is a very, you have to have a heart for that field. They're homeless. They're even the homeless attitude, you have to deal with their attitude and you have to still be kind and, you know, but I think the biggest thing was think no evil. You know, like you said, with them putting, you have to have a quarter to sit on that bench, you know, but you don't necessarily have to be poor to think evil. You know, you can be, I could be okay and still have evil thoughts, you know, but it's just, I just ask the Lord for help, you know, to change my attitude and change my character towards other people. And like you said, the hope is always going to be with us. And that's a tough field to be in because there's so much going on with the homeless and how they're being treated that you have to have a godly heart. Thank you for this lesson.
Amen. Thank you for them good words. Beautiful words.
Yeah, Brother Isaiah, I thank you for the lesson too, because if you help somebody already, you know that they need help. Why would you even look for them to pay you back?
Amen.
Yeah, it's a great lesson.
Help put more burden on them if they got to pay you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could add,
I'm sorry.
If I can add, I tell my children that you don't know, you might be entertaining angels, so you just do it. No matter what anyone else tells you to do, you do it, and you do it cheerfully. So.
By God's mercy, could be one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Yeah.
Good lesson, brother.
Amen. The Father's forever good. You know, and you know what, sis? What's your name, sis?
Which one?
The last one that the one that talked about entertaining angels.
Oh,
Jackie.
Hey, Sister Jackie. Hey, that was a beautiful way of putting it too. I'm good, sis. I'm real good. You know, I just thought about it. Like, woo. You know, that's scary. You know, definitely, you know, you don't know who you're entertaining.
Amen.
That's right.
You know. And I
don't
hate
remember
to...
where the scripture is, but I know I read it.
Oh, that's good, sis. That's all good. You know, but the Lord is good, though.
Yeah, all the time.
Yes, he is.
For the reason why is because just imagine you got a sick attitude with one of the Lord angels because he asked people for money. So you know you got another thing coming. And that's Hebrews 13:2. I'm going to get that right now. That's the book of Hebrews.
Hebrews 13.
Yeah, the book of Hebrews 13:2.
Okay.
And it says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Amen.
Amen.
Remember
Amen.
Them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So you also got adversity in here too. Man, that's a blessing, sis. I'm glad you said that. So I think
Amen.
We need to always be aware 24/7. We got to be aware. We have to be aware of our surroundings. Because, shoot, if I got to give, boy, I'm giving it, you know. And I'm gonna do the best I can to keep my heart to be cheerful with it as well. Because I don't want to be having no stank attitude because that's even in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It said that, let me go to right now. Because this is why, you know what, I'm glad you said that too, because we need to really be aware of this too. If y'all got your Bibles, go into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, okay, now this is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
And this and verses, okay, verses 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. So you can even do what the Lord asks you to do. You can actually give to the poor. But what if you got a stink behind attitude and you're mad and angry? I always got to get it in. This man been begging for the last 4 months. He ain't got no job yet. You don't know what's going through that man's heart. Then God ain't gonna have he's gonna have absolutely no respect until you're giving to the poor when you think like that. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sissy.
Yeah, it's like you're just nothing but a clanging cymbal if you do it out of the wrong motive. So.
Mhm. Exhale. So that'll suck, you know. You like take the money. Well, at least I gave it to the poor. Now you should just kept it in your pocket.
Amen.
Why give it and have an attitude with it? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like a stepping stool, because I know everybody needs things to work on. That's why I understand that, you know, the Lord said in the Bible, "This ain't too short; He can't deliver." You know, so. You need patience. You need long suffering. You need meekness and temperance when you're dealing with when you want to take control of that bountiful eye with the poor. It's like you need those things. It's like you really do need them, because I know you might have a stepping stool. You might have a problem with patience or long suffering. Then pray to the Lord and ask Him to help you with those situations. You know. So that was great script, and I get a mic. Do you have more announcements, any more sayings, words of peace?
Testimony. Amen.
Oh, there you go, testimony.
Anything anyone want to say to the Father before we get off the line? Amen. Ooh. Well, thank you for teaching us to have this kind of eye. If we have a bountiful eye, we are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Have a bountiful eye, we are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have these grandchildren. They're all over the place. So, amen. Great lesson, Brother Isaiah. You did an awesome job. And like I said, Nakomi was your scribe today. He did an excellent job as well.
And he sure did. I was like, man.
Put
some snake in this lesson. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I got to talk up a little bit.
But
thank you.
Morning,
thank you.
So tomorrow morning, brothers and sisters, we're going to be back at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the Tomorrow Living Water Morning Breakfast Brunch. And again, Brother Isaiah will be bringing that precept, which is going to be called "Make People Want to Be Around You." Amen.
What you say, sis?
Make people want to be around you.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you're gonna do.
Uh-huh. Oh, make people want to be around you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'm gonna be back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. The Commonwealth of River Waters do want to thank everybody. Everybody, have a blessed Sabbath. Have a restful Sabbath. Read your Bibles. Read your books. Listen to other brothers that are teaching the Word of God today. Amen. Get fed.
Amen.
Get your rest. In Jesus' name, it's your blessing. And remember to have a bountiful eye. Be generous to those, especially those that are in need. I appreciate it. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm. I love you, sisters and brothers.
We love you, too. I love you, sisters and brothers. That's so beautiful. You better tell people you love them while you have the breath of life.
Oh,
tomorrow's not
possible. I love all y'all.
I love you.
I appreciate the study.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
Spread that love. Spread that love. Spread that anointing. We need to be rejuvenated. Yes. Amen. We need to be rejuvenated. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So hopefully in the name of Jesus, we'll see everybody back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time at the Sunday Breakfast Brunch, 10 a.m. Central Standard. And as we say here, my wonderful priest, say,
Gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.